All right, it's Thinking Out Loud from KBIA telling you tonight about a couple of events that are happening this weekend that you might want to find out about. And one of them that just sounds like an awful lot of fun and is also for a really good cause is the Como Duck Derby. It's happening this weekend at Stevens Lake Park. Michelle Casey is with us from the Central Missouri Humane Society to tell us more about that. And Michelle, first, welcome. Thanks for coming out today.
Thank you so much, sir. I'm a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Tell me about the Duck Derby. This sounds like a blast.
Yeah. So this is the first one that we've ever done. The Como Duck Derby, we've got 5,000 rubber ducks. We've been adopting them out all over town, and we've been raising money for the shelter. The ducks are just $5 to adopt. You can adopt them in a flock or a quack pack and get more bang for your buck. All the money goes right back to the shelter to support the animals in our care. And on Saturday, April 9th, we are going to dump all of these ducks into Stevens Lake Park and have a duck race. And the winners of the race, there'll be three top winners, and they'll all win cash prizes.
Oh, fantastic.
So top prize is $1,000.
So it's like the Kentucky Derby. You bet on your duck, and if your duck wins, then you get the prize.
That's right. Get the prize and the bragging rights.
Fantastic. And it's happening this Saturday from noon to 4 over at Stevens Lake Park, and there's going to be a lot more going on, and we'll talk a little bit about that as time allows here. But Michelle, first of all, for people that have a basic idea of what's going on here, but talk about the Humane Society and just kind of what all you guys do, because there's more to it than just the shelter and adopting pets.
Absolutely. So we are a private, non-profit shelter. So we primarily generate the majority of our funding through private donations.
Sure.
So we're really relying on the community. There's so many wonderful supporters, so many businesses that have supported us for years. So we are so lucky to have such a great support system. We do more than just adoptions. We love our adoptions and we love putting people with pets, but we also offer quarterly vaccine clinics with discounted vaccine prices. And we also have a low-cost spay and neuter clinic for members of the public. And we actually just dropped our eligibility requirements, so anybody qualifies for our low-cost spay and neuter.
Nice.
We have really low prices right now, so we're just encouraging people, especially in the spring when breeding season's getting kind of high, to come on in if you've got animals that need to be spayed and neutered and start nipping the problem in the bud.
All right. One of the other things that you guys I know can sometimes do that I want to ask about, because it's going to be a part of the Duck Derby, is microchipping. And you guys are going to have veterinarians on site at the Duck Derby this Saturday doing that. Talk about microchipping and why that's a good idea for somebody's pet.
So microchipping, some people are confused that the microchips have a tracking device in them. And the microchips we use are just a little small. They're about the size of a piece of rice. And they just go right between the shoulder blades, right under the skin. It's non-painful, and they're good for life. We don't have an issue with microchips going out at all. And having a microchip just allows that if your animal gets lost anywhere and it's scanned by a veterinarian or a shelter, your information pops back up and it gives you the best chances of being reunited with your animal.
Fantastic. And if anybody's ever lost an animal, you can understand why it would be a really good idea to have that help you get back to together with your family. The Stevens Lake Park is going to be the host. It's the Como Duck Derby Saturday from 12 until 4. If you're interested in finding out more or adopting one of the ducks, you can go to comoduckderby.com and find out more about that. Michelle Casey is our guest. She's the assistant director of the Central Missouri Humane Society. Now, the derby itself post time is going to be about 2 o'clock or so, right?
That's right. That's when the ducks are going to drop at 2 p.m.
And you just drop them all into the water, and whichever one crosses the finish line is the winner. But as we mentioned, there's a lot more going on. Just talk about, because you're going to be out there from 12 to 4, and there's just all kinds of fun stuff going on, it sounds like.
Absolutely. It's supposed to be about 70 degrees and sunny, so it's going to be a beautiful day. Stevens Lake is a gorgeous park, so we're going to have a really great time. We've got the Big Cheese food truck and Kona Ice coming out to join us, so we'll have some good food, and all of our wonderful sponsors, Lizzie and Rocco's, Treats Unleashed, Craft Beer Cellar, Aflac, they're all going to be setting up some booths, so they're going to have some great products to check out. And we're also, 24-Hour Pet Watch has donated 25 free microchips to us. So we're going to have a veterinarian on site, and we're going to have a check your chip booth. Sometimes when you get a dog from an internet site or from a friend, you may not know that your dog is chipped. So bring your dogs down if you've never had them scanned, and get them scanned. You can find out if you've actually got a microchip in there, get it re-registered to the new owners, and then the first 25 people to show up with their dogs get a free microchip.
And this stands to reason, given the fact that it's being sponsored by the Humane Society. Sometimes there are events like this where people are gently discouraged from bringing their pets. This is one of those things that you definitely can bring the dog to.
Absolutely. We encourage everyone, please bring your dogs out. It's going to be a beautiful day. We're going to have adoptable animals on site. So come out, enjoy the event, and maybe go home with a new best friend.
That's what I was just going to say. For families that are thinking about maybe getting a pet, this would be an opportunity to do that. And I was involved with the Humane Society. We used to go out and do events like that. And people just loved that, to be able to kind of see not the entire selection, because unfortunately there's always a lot of animals out there, but just, you know, bring a few and come out and check them out and see what that's like. Tell me a little bit, and I've done it before, but for listeners or people who aren't that familiar with it, because we are talking about getting an opportunity to promote the shelter and promote the Humane Society here, how does that work? Let's say I've got my family and we've got young kids and we've decided that they're big enough to handle the responsibility and we want to get a dog. What do I do?
The first thing that you can do, you can always check out our website, cmhspets.org. We upload photos and biographies of all of our available animals, so you can always check that out beforehand, see if there's anybody that kind of fits your lifestyle. I always encourage people, if you're looking for a new animal, to come down to the shelter and just spend a little bit of time, get to know some of the animals. I wouldn't come in with any expectations on breed or size. I would just find the right animal for you, because we want to make sure that these adoptions are successful. We've got wonderful adoption counselors in the back that spend all day with these dogs. They know their personalities in and out, and they can really help to match you with the right dog for you.
And that is important, rather than just, this is the one the kids saw online and think is cute, but are you going to be home all day long? Are you not? Do you have a lot of room to run? Do you not? There's different, like you say, lifestyles that fit with different animals.
Absolutely. And evaluating your lifestyle before you choose to actually commit to a pet is always very important. You know, college students, as much fun as it would be to have a puppy, you're not going to get a lot of studying done. You're not going to get a lot of sleeping done. So as much as you might enjoy it, I don't think it's going to turn out like you thought. So it might be, for college students, it might be a better choice to go with an older dog or to go with a cat that's not going to be as much work, that's going to be more independent. And for families who are thinking about adding a new animal, just evaluate your lifestyle. Are you home that often? Do you work a lot? You know, you running the kids around to soccer practice and things like that. I suggest you get an active dog, you know, that maybe likes to ride in the car with you, that can just tag along and be a great companion for you.
Fantastic. Well, my personal story is that we've brought home a couple of pets from the Humane Society, and they were part of our family and beloved part of our family for many, many years, and would encourage you, if you are interested in adding an animal to your family, to check that out. Again, it's cmhspets.org for the Central Missouri Humane Society. And don't forget the Como Duck Derby this Saturday from noon until 4 at Stevens Lake Park, and it sounds like it's going to be a beautiful day. You guys are going to just have an awful lot of fun, it sounds like.
Yeah, I hope so. So we're hoping we have a lot of people come out, and we're actually at about 32% of our goal for duck adoptions right now.
Okay.
So if we could get 130 people to adopt 25 ducks each, we are at 5,000, and that's a whole lot of money raised for the shelter and a whole lot of ducks being dumped in the water.
Fantastic. Well, and you know, it's just like anything else. If you could go to the Kentucky Derby and bet on 7 different horses, you've got pretty good odds of coming away with a winner. The more ducks you buy, the better your chances of winning. So again,
that's
it's
right.
ComoDuckDerby.com. Go on there and adopt some ducks. Should they're $5 a pop?
$5 a piece, and then if you wanted to get a quack pack of 6 or a derby dozen of 12, you can get a couple free.
Okay, hey, fantastic. That's a great way to do it. ComoDuckDerby.com. Michelle Casey, Assistant Director of the Central Missouri Humane Society, ComoDuckDerby.com, or you can call the shelter. The phone number there is 443-7387. And Michelle, thanks very much, and you guys have fun this weekend with the Duck Derby.
Thank you so much, sir. Thanks for having me.